Hey, Brad, the wait for a new PLA episode is knocking my nuts loose, dude. I gotta hear that shit. I'm just listening to the old PLA radio episodes in my car on the iPod there because I needed some laughter. Just left another job interview that turned out to be a fucking pyramid scheme run by a bunch of dinks. Anyways, I'm gonna go shine my nuts up with some turtle wax. Call me later.
Hello?
Verna.
Yes?
This is not an episode of PLA radio, okay?
What did you say?
This is not an episode. It's just a short update. Like, see the 0.5 next to the 12? That means it's not official.
So, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about PLA radio. Don't you get it? Verna? Hey, everyone. Just wanted to give you all a short update and assure you that PLA radio does still exist and plenty of more episodes are planned and will be out someday. And that'll probably be 2007 or so, since I've been too busy lately to put anything out. In the meantime, you should be listening to the Big Beef Bueno Show, which is also put out by me. If you're missing PLA Radio, then you'll probably be glad to know that two episodes of Big Beef Bueno have come out since PLA Radio 12. So go listen to those at www.brad-carter.com/BBB. Also, in the meantime, you need to visit the PLA forums. There's more than 500 members there, averaging something like 30 posts per day, most of it related to phone loser-ish topics. So go there. The forums are located at phonelosers.org/forums. And while you're at it, you need to spend some time on the rest of the website as well. There's hundreds of pranks there, phone calls, other things. A good place to get started is phonelosers.org/pranks, which will take you directly to most of the fun stuff. Don't forget to vote for PLA Radio on podcastalley.com this month. And leave a message through the voicemail at 505-796-4020. Or you can email me at radio@phonelosers.org. And I guess that's it. Hopefully you'll see an episode in a couple of months, or if you're lucky, maybe a couple of weeks. I'm going to end this update with a phone call to Walmart, which was answered by me and Murdoch. You can find this call at phonelosers.org/Walmart.
Supercenter, can I help you?
Yes. By any chance, do you have Christmas bows in blue?
I don't know. Let me transfer you to
scary, so was a false alarm. You think about the die when I just got on?
Don't stop acting stupid. You so high that you might wake up with a guy on.
Seasonal.
Yes. By any chance, do you have any Christmas bows in blue?
Well, how far away are you?
I'm in the city.
You're in the city?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just drive out here and look?
Huh?
Just drive out here and look for yourself.
Excuse me, I'm a customer.
I don't care. You haven't bought anything yet. You're not a customer.
Hey, wait a minute. Do you know me?
I don't care. I don't want to know you.
All right, well, then I'll tell Odd about it then.
Good.
Oh, I'm going to have you fired.
Good. Get me fired. My name's Steve. I hate this damn job. I hate you.
Well, you don't know me, sir.
I don't care.
I'm calling.
Good.
My life is brilliant.
What? Was I too early? Oh, sorry. Do you want to start over or keep going? Okay. Now?
My life is brilliant. Your life's a joke. You're just pathetic. You're always broke. Your homemade Star Trek uniform really ain't impressing me. You're suffering from delusions of adequacy. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. It's true. Never had a date that you couldn't inflate. And you smell repulsive too. What a bummer being you. Well, you just can't dance and forget romance. Everybody you know still
calls you farty pants, but you'll always have a job. Well, I mean, as long as you still can work that Slurpee machine. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. It's true. Chest while you're playing Halo 2. No one's classier than you. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, loser. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. Play fetch by itself. You still live with your mom when you're 42. Guess you'll never grow a clue. Well, it just sucks to be you.